we'd like to say a big welcome to the show with Mother's Day and Mum herself, Mylene Klass. Morning.
Good morning.
Of course, Mother's Day is just around the corner. Thank you for joining us to have a little bit of chat, because, of course, you're a busy working mum yourself.
Well, there's so many of us, so yeah, I guess, yes.
So, in terms of Mother's Day, your mum, are you going to be expecting a homemade card and maybe some random daffodils pulled up from the front lawn?
That's exactly what I'm hoping for, because that's Ava's new word, daffodil. So, I've been showing them to her around the garden where the fairies live. It's great fun.
How old is she now?
She's 18 months. Aww. 18 months. And it's been, like you said, it's been quite hectic. We got back from LA recently, having done the Oscars, and I brought her out there with me, and then we went to Disneyland, and I'm just getting to just do all those really fun things now.
Yeah.
So it must be quite hard, because obviously, you know, you're juggling a TV career, music career, and you've got a new book coming out as well, haven't you?
Yeah, no, the book's out. It made the Times bestsellers, so we brought it out in paperback as well.
Congratulations.
No, thank you very much. Just shows that honesty pays, because I wrote a very candid diary as opposed to how I would like the world to see me. And it made a lot of new mums laugh, and a lot of more established mums with multiples just remember back to their days of when they were pregnant. And so I'm really proud of that. But I think what's been so nice is just finding a way to make it all fit in. And the way I've done that is by making things more baby orientated. That way I can bring her with me. I've launched my new range, Baby K. It's been thundering out the shops, and we're ready on to our new season, you know, this week. Well, actually last week.
Any signs that your little one is showing sort of musical genius skills on the old piano?
Well, I'm like any mum. I'm going to say she's clearly a genius. Yeah. But, she is very musical. There's me trying to keep her out of the spotlight. And, she likes to sit and bang away at the piano and sit on the piano and rub mango into the piano.
Nice.
So,
rub mango? I might try that one.
It's a new thing. It was nearly yogurt the other day, but I caught her in time.
She's trying to form her own little mini hearsay. Is that what it is?
Well, I do have the hearsay babies running around my kitchen more days than not, so why not, yeah.
So you're still in touch with the guys from the band.
Of course, your roots,
of course, that's where we know you from, first of all. It wasn't Pop Stars, was it?
It
was Pop Stars.
Yeah.
Wow. There's been so many different shows.
Look, it was nearly 10 years ago. Do you remember Nasty Nigel?
Yeah.
Well, I met him in LA about 2 weeks ago. It was so funny. He's like the king of LA out there. So, we had a little reunion.
Wow. I've seen you perform live with Hearsay. You came to do my university college summer ball at Cheltenham, at the Cheltenham Rose Bowl.
Oh, my God. That's the one where the chicken chow mein ended up on the stage.
I remember, because
we were trying to dodge it, and it was playing havoc with our routines, which were so cleverly choreographed, I'd like to point out.
It made the university newsletter, chow mein thrown at Hearsay. It was a nightmare. I'm so sorry about that. It wasn't me.
Then you don't have to say sorry. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
That sounds like debauchery.
It was very funny.
So what have you got? Obviously, you've got loads going on in the pipeline at the moment, massively busy. What does the future hold for you? What can we expect to see
Obviously, I'm still busy with the TV work and the radio work and the modelling. I've been working with Marks and Spencers and Pantene. But first and foremost, it's my work with Baby K and Mother Care. It's like my second baby. In fact, when the spring-summer range launched last week, I was hanging out of a taxi trying to take a photo of the shop window. I was so excited, and buses were going past blocking my photo.
Aww.
But you know, I work so hard to try and get the designs just right, and when the customers walk into Mother Care and pick up your Baby K clothes and walk out with the bags, I'm like a secret shopper. I'm spying to see what they're buying, and it's so exciting. But already, I mean, it's only been out for 3-4 months, and it's been franchised out to 10 countries.
This is brilliant.
So Russia and China and Germany. I'm going to go over there next.
So obviously, you know, bringing up little baby Ava yourself, are the designs based on kind of problems that you had with various bits of clothing? Oh, that's really badly designed. I'd do that differently. Is that how it all started?
To a degree, yeah. I mean, a lot of people go, well, hang on a minute, you're not a designer. But I'm like, well, hang on a minute. Lots of designers aren't mothers or fathers. And that's why they stick 200 buttons on something and make it in a really bad fabric. And it's so nice to be able to design clothes that look designer, but really are kind on the pocket for mummies. Because as a mummy myself, you just think, well, hang on, they're going to spill something on that. It's going to shrink if you know it's bad material, and you just want it to be cared for properly and make mums feel they're getting value for money. So That's what's been happening. And we've got everything from little black dresses to little leather jackets.
Aww,
and
so
it's been so good. And a lot of celebrity mums have bought into it as well.
Babies with their own little black dress. You see, no girl should be without one, isn't that right?
An LBD. Yeah, I just stick it with little pink shoes or something just to brighten it
exactly.
up. But, you know, like I said, even the celebs are buying into it and they've got the money to burn.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, they want a bargain as well.
Now, we've obviously saw you in the jungle. I'm a celebrity. You were probably, my favourite contestant.
Oh, you're just saying that. And then I bet you get David Guest on next and go, you were my favourite.
No, I'm not just saying that. David Guest wasn't spotted in a white bikini. And
just, those are the photos we haven't seen of David.
Any more potential sort of reality TV shows? Any Dancing on Ice? Ooh. Any Strictly Come, you know?
No,
of our
I mean, I get offered those shows a lot. Mm. But, I you know, I'm happy with the ones that I've done. I'm happy with the work that I'm doing, and if I think you see, this is what sleep deprivation and jet lag does to you. I think if I took on any more, I wouldn't sleep. So now I'm quite happy with what I've done so far.
Great.
I think you've got more than enough to be juggling
I
at the moment.
So, if I think of a think, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Mylene, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us
this
morning.
Well, thank you for having me. And listen, did you know that you guys came second in all of the UK for having the happiest mums?
Oh,
I love that fact.
That's brilliant.
So when you walk the streets and see mummies pushing their buggies, I'm probably going to have big grins.
Aww,
and next time you're in town, we'll make sure we have time for coffee and a punt and around town.
Yeah, definitely.
And why not a Chinese?
And
throw in some chow mein. Keep it on the plate this time.
I can only apologise. Mylene Klass joining us on Heart Breakfast with Tom and Emma. Thank you, Mylene.
Thank you so much.